Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast with Jessie May. I am your girl, Jessie May. What a day, folks. What a day. I am excited to be here. I am fresh off the Joe Rogan experience. What an experience it was. I got to tell you, it was pretty cool. He's been a very sweet friend, nice fella. Obviously, I'm a fan of his comedic work. And to be a guest on his podcast was a freaking honor. So anybody joining me from that, welcome and thank you. Thank you for coming on over to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. We're not nearly as big as the Joe Rogan, and I hope you find some fun episodes in here. Welcome to the new fans. Hello to the existing fans and supporters. I appreciate you guys. It's an exciting time to be alive. Waking up, grasping some air and filling your fucking lungs with it. I want to give a shout out to, speaking of filling your lungs, to Hakuna Supply, my amazing suppliers and distributors and creators of my stash box, my stash jar, my grinder. We got rolling trays. We've got just all these fun accessories for all of your quote unquote marijuana needs or your CBD needs. You might be smoking some CBD. They also have amazing CBD at Hakuna Supply. We have custom boxes with my face on them. My face is on a couple jars. My face is on a blunt. We've got a hilarious rolling tray. We've got a Happy Weeds Day grinder. If you guys go to hakunasupply.com/Jessie May, you can find all of those things and more. And I'm going to give you a special code just for listening, supporting, being dope, being a dope person that hopefully you are. If you use code JessieMayCBD at checkout, you're going to get 15% off your entire order. So go to hakunasupply.com/JessieMay. Put in that motherfucking code for a 15% discount. Who doesn't love a little bit of discounts, huh? I just spent a whole day adding up math with my CVS coupons to try and get some discounts, and boy, did I save. I saved like $55, and I bought $115 worth of eyelashes. Let's not go there. It's expensive being a girl. A lot of accessories you have to purchase in order to feel like your face is ready for public consumption. In order to feel ready to be out there living your life. I am going to, speaking of living your life, come live your life and see me live. Celebrate 420 with me. I'm going to be at the Rhode Island Comedy Connection puffing and blazing as much as we can. It's the April 19th and April 20th, 420. We'll have two shows Friday and one show Saturday, I think. If you go to, what is their freaking website? You can go to jessiemay.com. The tickets will be available there. But also, if you go to probably Rhode Island ComedyConnection.com, I'm going to put it in right here for you guys and see what the freaking damn site is. Should have had this all done, but what are you going to do? It's been a busy fucking day. I've been talking for 8 hours. It's, now why does my, you know, just when you need stuff to work, it doesn't want to work. You're just like, oh yeah, did you need this to work? Well, here you go. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work out for you. April 19th and 20th at the Comedy Connection. We have, there's a bunch of Comedy Connections, or we're just not going to pull up the right one. I woke and boke today. That was a fun part of doing the podcast with Rogan, that he woke and boke with me this morning. That was quite delightful. We talked about a lot of stuff. You got to check out the podcast. It was a lot of fun. His studio is amazing. I'm in love with his werewolf statue that he has in there. It's pretty fucking cool. That thing is from Werewolf in London. It's a one show Friday, 8 p.m. at the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Two shows Saturday, 7:30 and 10 p.m. If you go to ricomedyconnection.com, you can check out tickets for that show. Please come out and hang out. I'll have meet and greets after the show. I'll have some of those merch items that I mentioned available. A portion of my ticket sales and a portion of my merch sales go towards the Alzheimer's Association. We raise a little charity for them to help bring awareness to the disease that took my pops, took them too soon. But here I am just trying to turn it around, pay it forward to the people. That's what you got to do. You got to help your fellow people. Not all of them. Some of you are assholes. You know who you are. Some of you are just outright fucking assholes. I potted with rodent. What did I just say? I potted with a rodent. I podcast with Rogan today. And like I said, and then I went to a meeting where that lasted for about 3 hours with Netflix. So I feel like I've just been talking nonstop and I'm annoying myself at this point with my Syracuse accent, my piercing, I'm piercing my own ears with my voice. It's a conundrum that I'm in. But I'm excited for all things coming up, man. It just was a great day. So if you were watching the podcast, if you saw me on there, thank you. If you're new, like I said, welcome. Appreciate you. If I'm not for you, cool. Find somebody else. There's somebody for everybody. And everybody's not for everybody. And I know I am not for everybody. But I'm happy you're here. I appreciate you. And speaking of being happy here, speaking of things, I am excited about this episode. I got to sit down with a very funny, talented, and beautiful comedian, Miss Candace Thompson, and we talked about a lot of trash. We were a lot of trash talking out there, you know, and I didn't edit anything in this episode. There's some trash talking, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe one of the first times that I talk some trash, and I'm standing by it. I'm living my truth. I'm gonna live by it, live by my words, live and die by them. Game of Thrones style. God, I can't fucking wait for Game of Thrones. Side note, I can't fucking wait. I'm trying to binge on all of it. Holy hell, it's a lot of television. It's a lot of television. It's a lot of keeping up with the Lannisters and the, you know, the Targaryens and the Tyrells and the, it's just, there's so much going on. And Littlefinger, what a sneaky fuck he is, huh? Well, we won't get there. I digress. I'm trying to keep up on the Game of Thrones. I'm very excited for it to come out. So speaking of Game of Thrones, we throw some damn daggers out there in the world. But hey, I hope you enjoy it. Candace Thompson is hilarious. And this is the episode with Miss Candace Thompson, or she likes to say Thompson. She lying. That's not how you say her name. I hope you enjoy it. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's gonna get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. This is that bitch, Jessie Mae. Thanks for tuning in again this week, everybody. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I like to give a shout out to my amazing partner in marijuana stash box crime, also CBD stash box or whatever you want to stash in your box, Hakuna Supply. They are making my stash boxes. We got stash boxes. We got stash jars. We got rolling trays. We got grinders. We got all the needs for you. You could put your jewelry in it. If you don't want to smoke, you could put your CBD in it if you do want to smoke, or your weed, however you live your life. If you go to hakunasupply.com/Jessie Mae, you can find all of those amazing products. We also give back to charity. We give back to the World Wildlife Foundation, a charity in Southern California that helps homeless veterans. And also, as I've said before, anything that you guys purchase from me, ticket-wise, merch-wise, or anything Jessie Mae alike, a portion of what I make will go towards Alzheimer's Association. And soon, I will be working with Hilarity for Charity. So I'm excited about bringing awareness to that disease. Thank you guys for tuning in. And speaking of getting rid of diseases... I love making the most awkward intros. This woman, comedian, hilarious human being, Miss Candace Thompson.
It's pronounced Thompson.
Oh, Thompson. I'm sorry. Did I trigger you? Did I trigger you?
You'd be amazed at the people that still like mispronounce
my
name.
Is it really Thompson?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I'm so gullible.
Is it? Like, that's the ugliest last name ever.
Thompson.
I used to, when I was a kid, I would tell people, like, if I ever had to, like, write a label, like a name tag for something, yeah. I would put a P in front of my name. And people would be like, how do you pronounce that? Is that Pecan? And I'm like, no, the P is silent. Like, just to, that's how stupid I was. That's
Were
how,
you a funny kid?
I mean, I tried. Yeah, I was funny, but it was out of just being uncomfortable all the time.
Why were you uncomfortable?
Because I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere. You know,
where did you grow up?
Queens, the first,
God, we're
like, 10 years.
Each other's sentences.
Grow up. Let's prick our fingers and become blood sisters.
Really?
Queens, New York, the first 10 years, and then Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. How do you go from Queens to Cincinnati?
Even at 10, I knew that was a bad move for my father. You know, what do you know when you're a kid? But my dad, his job got transferred. So we had no choice. You know, my dad was like, my job is moving us to Cincinnati.
What did he do for work?
He's been in, well, he's just retired a couple years ago now, but he was in purchasing for, it used to be called Federated Department Stores, and it became, or Allied first, then Federated, and then it just became Macy's at one point. But it was over like Stearns. Did you ever hear the department store Stearns, and there was a Burdine's, Hex? Like,
do you remember Chapels?
No, where's
that? That's some real, like,
where's
upstate,
that located?
That's some real upstate, like,
in New York?
Like Syracuse, New York. Is it
no,
a department store?
No, I've never heard of Chapels.
It's like a budget Sears.
Well, my dad didn't do any budget department stores.
Oh, okay.
Stores,
well,
all right.
We were on some budget department
Howard
store.
Howard Thompson.
Mr. Thompson. Excuse me, Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Thompson. Yeah, no, he was in purchasing for a long time. But yeah. So
are your parents still together?
Yes, and it's ruining my life.
You have a, don't you have a joke
I have
about
a joke with, because I see them, and they're so happy together still after 40... It'll be 42 years, 43
wow.
years in July. And they're still like really actually in love. And so it's super depressing because that does not exist anymore.
You don't think it exists?
No.
I mean, really?
You're in love, right?
I mean.
Shut up. So? That's my favorite reaction. So?
You know. So?
You
oh,
you gotta rub it in my
love?
Face? You know, sitting there
oh,
being
in love.
Oh,
someone loves you?
I know. You think you special?
I mean, it's. I honestly can understand that.
Yeah.
Not thinking it's real. I mean, the last situation ended in a restraining order. And
was
I was like,
the
I'm
sociopath?
Going to pussy. Yes. We talked about the sociopath.
We did.
Yes.
We did. Wait, what was this person? Like, they were in entertainment?
No, no.
Oh,
no.
This was a regular sociopath.
Regular person.
That's even harder to,
oh.
You know, the red flags, you think they're not trying to be famous. So it's
right.
like you trust them a little bit more.
Yeah, you're like, you're not trying to get up on a podcast or
right.
a show.
Right,
but so you and get they, you get sucked in. You get sucked into those lies. And also, like, I'm a firm believer, and I think you maybe you might be as well, that, like, I'm responsible for any situation that I put myself in.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
I could have seen the red flags.
Yeah.
But I just sort of, I put them in the drawer.
Well, you put them in the, you compartmentalize because of your emotions. Once
yes.
your emotions are involved, you then, you're not seeing cloudy. It's that, clearly, it's that dick cloud, right?
It is a dick cloud.
Where you think like, oh, well, I'll excuse this because he said this,
yeah.
right? Like, I'll excuse this behavior. But that's what they do. That's how they manipulate. They'll, like, love bomb you.
Ugh.
They'll tell you all the things that you want to hear in the beginning. And then, but their actions don't line up. And
no.
that's a huge red flag. But that's what, now you know. So now you see the red
It'll
flags.
Never
and
happen
it doesn't.
Again.
Will never
Good
happen
luck
again.
Even trying to give me a card. Good luck.
This guy smells like sociopath, right? Like where
yeah.
you get so fine-tuned. Because out here, I could throw a rock and it would hit a sociopath in L.A. Like
you
that's
really
how
could.
You could. That's they're everywhere. So you
they
have to
are.
Be careful out here. I don't trust anybody.
There are so many people out here.
So many
that are like
that are dead inside.
They're sycophantic.
Yes, because they just want to be famous.
They just want to be famous and they'll say anything. And it's almost like it's kind of scary once you have that enlightenment to
mm-hmm.
the sociopathy because you see it and you're like, oh dang.
Oh yeah, I found out another one of my friends who I ended up dating for a few weeks, I found out he was one, and I had no idea while we were just friends. But you know, when you get intimate with someone, that's when you're like, oh, something's
yeah, then you
wrong.
Smell, you're like, this meat
something,
ain't fresh.
This meat, this has been sitting out
fresh.
For it's a little rancid.
This
yeah
has been sitting in the window under the sun.
And it's it was that one hit me hard because it was a friend, right? Like, this is somebody who I had so much fun with for like 3 years, and then
yes.
we date for 2 weeks, and I'm like, oh.
Isn't that amazing? Once you go over that threshold,
you can't
from
go back.
Platonic to intimacy, yeah. you're like, ah, fuck.
You're like, now what?
You're
now
a I crazy found person. That's a dick cloud.
Right. Like, you're trash.
You're
oh, no. I can't not know you're trash
you're
now.
You're trash. Oh, no. I can't untrash this moment.
No. How do we salvage this friendship now?
And then could you salvage it?
We're just now, here's the thing, and I feel like this is true for anyone, if anyone's listening and for you as well, that if you've dealt with someone who has a personality disorder, once you know what they are, you know how to handle
them.
Yes,
you do.
So now I know this guy, you can only have a superficial relationship with this person.
Right. So you don't go deep in the layers.
No, you can go out, have fun, have some drinks, yep. Go to a birthday party with this person, but don't ever talk about feelings.
Don't count on them emotionally.
Don't depend on them for anything. And everything surface. Keep everything super surface with that. If you expect anything from this person, that's a big mistake. Don't expect anything except fun.
Yeah, and that's a good way to like be able to have, you know, and those people, they're useful in your life.
For sure.
You know, go roller skating once in a while.
The guy that I'm talking about, like, because he is a sociopath, like, he didn't get hurt by what happened. I was the one that got hurt.
They
was
can't get hurt.
They can't.
They're superheroes of emotions.
That's exactly what they are.
That, like, literally.
Nothing phases them.
Nothing phases them.
Love just bounces off them like a bulletproof. Yeah. They're like, what? Feelings don't penetrate at all.
They're like emotional locusts.
That is, or cicadas.
Yes, cicadas as well. I love cicadas.
What is the difference between locusts? Are they the same thing?
I think a cicada, I think they're in the same.
Like family?
Same family, but locusts are a little bit more like grasshoppery.
Okay.
And cicadas.
Are just gross.
Are just, they're gross, but they sound so nice.
You like that sound?
It's kind of like R. Kelly.
Hilarious. Hopefully he'll get locked up now forever.
I mean,
I think this is it, guys.
I think we're finally.
I think it's time.
It takes us forever to just be like, let's get rid of him.
I mean, what are we holding on to?
But don't you think, like, I'm picking my nose. Nobody judge me. It's dripping
because
my face is also still on fire. Don't you think, like, in those situations with the R. Kelly thing, parents, what are the parents
I don't
doing?
Know. I don't know.
What are you doing allowing your 16-year-old, your 15-year-old, whatever, to be with a grown-ass man?
Everybody, I wanted to say this earlier, even regular people, everybody wants to be famous.
Everybody does. You're 100% right.
Everybody wants,
and I don't even know if it's famous, everybody wants to be heard.
Absolutely.
And whatever that platform is, if it's five people, if it's their mom, if it's an auditorium full of adoring fans, the voices want to be heard.
Oh, yeah. Everyone thinks, especially now because social media has just exacerbated the whole situation, is that now everyone has a platform to do it. And so now everyone thinks that they have a voice. And I'm like, you shouldn't speak at all.
Yes.
You
not should. Everyone should speak.
Not everyone has something to say.
And it's also
most people don't, actually.
Most people don't.
They don't. They don't.
They
think
really
about
don't.
If most people did have something to say, then everyone would be a comedian.
Yes. I mean, think about your Thanksgiving dinners. That right there is society.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
You know, you don't want your aunt coming in who has a different political views than you, who's day drunk.
With her nasty potato salad.
With her nasty potato salad. Who uses?
Her under-seasoned potato salad.
I mean, she's not even using that real mayo. She's using Miracle Whip.
They don't have no paprika on it?
Bitch, you're not going to put spice in that?
Your bland ass potato
salad.
Imagine
her on her Twitter page.
Seriously, like nobody needs to see this. But that's how I feel. That is, I got a snort, and we're like 10 minutes in.
You're bland ass potato salad.
Like, why are you bringing this to the table? Nobody wanted this.
It's interesting. Have you gotten in any Twitter fights from your fans online
yet?
Oh,
God. I try not to engage too much because who has the time?
I know.
But sometimes I respond. Like, I got attacked not too long ago. I did a podcast. I don't know if you've ever done the Daily Zeitgeist podcast.
No, I've heard of it, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular one. And I got, oh, my gosh, I got attacked because I said I'm not really eating broccoli.
Attacked you, a farmer or soil?
Apparently the broccoli lobby. No, it wasn't them. It was just regular people, because I was talking about like how I switched my eating habits now to like to cleanse mucus out of my system. And so people were like attacking me for saying I don't eat broccoli, and I didn't say you shouldn't eat broccoli. I'm saying this is what I'm doing for me right now.
And why?
And I got attacked.
Why don't you eat broccoli?
Because it's a man-made. And here's the thing is I ate some last night. Like, I just don't eat it. I don't eat it regularly anymore.
I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, just last night. I don't eat it regularly. Like, it's a vegetable, so it's not bad for you,
right?
But I just don't. It's not organic by nature. It's a man-made. It's not a hybrid, but it's a man-made vegetable.
So would you say broccoli is the French bulldog of the vegetables?
Oh, I didn't know French bulldogs were man. Oh, it's a hybrid.
That's a dog that can't lick its own ass. That's not natural.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
I mean, that's something. Someone made that for sure. I mean, most breeds are all made.
All mixed.
Yeah.
You like know, pugs like, are, right? Isn't that why they have they have nasal problems and hard time breathing? Yeah. Like, that's not normal.
Sounds like a fat man on top of you thrusting. Yeah. You're I've like, Larry?
No, I haven't.
We've been there.
Have you?
I mean.
Are you into?
No.
Oh. No, it was just for the story. Not at all, Candace.
Shorthand.
No. Oh.
So broccoli, so maybe that's why broccoli makes me so jacked up.
What do you mean jacked
up? Well, I eat broccoli and it's like my insides.
Gassy?
It's just like, you know.
Well, yeah, no, broccoli, and I'm not saying broccoli is bad for you. It's just not natural. And what I'm doing right now, I don't do a lot of broccoli. I used to do vats of broccoli.
Like,
Roasted? My roasted garlic, a garlic broccoli recipe was so delicious.
Girl, with a little Parmesan and lemon?
Yes.
Come on. Yes. Coming over.
Everybody. But at broccoli, everybody. So you understand that it was disappointing the most for me to find out that this was not, broccoli just doesn't grow in nature. So
what?
And there's certain vegetables that do not. And so I was like, I'm not going to fuck with those right now. But I do occasionally. I had a couple pieces last night because it's delicious. It was in my curry. What do you want from me?
I am shook. I am shook to the core by this broccoli news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I cheated a little last night because it was my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Man. And so what now? You're raw. See, I got E. coli a couple weeks ago.
From what?
Girl, you
some know. Some red meat that was undercooked.
Just touching a handlebar in Japan.
And
who
licking
knows?
Your palm.
And licking my palm.
Opening a bathroom door with my mouth.
I high-fived a dolphin in Japan and licked my knuckles. As you do.
You're not supposed to do that. Idiot.
After that, I was like, all right, I need to just fill my body with fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Which I normally do, but...
You went to the doctor and got diagnosed?
No. Well, yes. I went to urgent care.
I was like, you self-diagnosed yourself with E. coli?
There's something in there that is not okay.
That does not want to be in there.
I mean...
Hilarious.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, what's up? I'm Tommy, the tapeworm. I mean, there's so much going
on. Was it a tapeworm?
I don't know. There's a running joke that I've had a tapeworm for like 20 years.
You might have.
I could
have. Have you ever done a parasite cleanse?
I haven't, but I Googled that tapeworms can live in you for
forever.
Decades.
No, forever. As long as you keep feeding them, they're not going anywhere.
You could say the same about me. If you got snacks, I ain't going.
I am the tapeworm of the comedy world. Just call me Jessie Mae Tapeworm Peluso.
I call him Tommy the tapeworm.
Ah, you named it.
Girl, do you think I've got a tapeworm?
Most people have parasites and they have no idea.
Well,
and it sounds disgusting because you think about like your pets. Like, it's fine for them to have worms and get that treated. But we also eat like meats and everything that will carry those. Pork especially. Pork is the number one.
I don't mess with pork.
Yeah, no,
I can't
neither.
Mess with pork. I just
no,
can't
you
do
shouldn't.
It. I'm trying to, you know, burgers. It's just certain times of the month. I smell
you
it.
Crave.
And I'm like,
and here's the thing. I think that's fine. If you have like if you do what I say to meat eaters, like my nephew loves meat. What I say, because I'm, you know, I've just switched it to vegan. I was doing vegetarian before, then pescatarian, and now I'm full on vegan. But
that's a smart, you know.
It's a process. It's a lot to just dive in. And that's why people fall off the wagon, because they were like, oh, I went from eating all this meat into just going strict vegan. And
right.
I'm like, that's difficult. So it's a years long process. But my nephew, he's gone months before just vegetarian because he knows he's like, I'm going too hard with this meat. So
right.
What I suggest, but he really loves meat. And I'm like, what you should do is maybe just during the week do vegetarian or vegan. And then on the weekends, do what you want with
the
meat.
Have a little fun.
Yeah.
And then you got something to look forward to. You're like, let me chew on this cantaloupe.
Treat yourself.
Because I know there's a hot dog.
Treat
in
yourself.
My future.
Exactly.
That's a good way to do it. Like a little bit. It's like balance everything in moderation.
Exactly. And then you can, I think ethically now is more, I've seen so many documentaries about like meat factories and how they treat animals, but also what they're doing. What was the one? I know this one got a lot of slack, but the What the Health documentary.
Yes.
Did you see that one?
Yes.
When they talked about that pork factory that's
oh
in North
God.
Carolina, and how it's the way all the excrement from the pigs was going into the water supply for that community, and the community just happened to be a lot of black and brown people. So it's poisoning because of the feast. They're just dumping it into the, and it's, they're spraying it.
Oh,
babies are being born with
God.
All types of disorders. And so ethically, I'm like, I can't. Like,
support
I don't,
that?
I can't, right.
I mean, it's definitely, it's also, to eat healthy is fucking expensive.
It's so, that's what.
Girl, an avocado?
$17 for one avocado. That's, I, you know, like when
how kumquat, that's exotic.
It's dragon fruit. I don't even like, I don't, I hit on dudes when I see them in the produce section because I'm like, he got money, right? Yes. Like the dudes who are hanging out by the raw almonds. You know he got a job.
You do. You know
Calvin
joke.
Got a job.
That's funny.
I should do that.
You
huh?
should do that. Yeah, the dude is near the bulk
cashews. It was
cashews.
A thought that I had the other day.
That
I,
is funny.
Yes. Organic, raw. Those
you know
things
how expensive
joints,
nuts are?
Have you seen a jar of raw organic almond butter?
Hello.
It's like $20.
Yes,
for
it is.
One jar.
One jar.
And you
he's
wonder
stocking
why.
Up?
Yeah, he's getting like six. I'm like, ooh.
It's so
It's ridiculous.
So screwy.
But no, they want to keep us sick. That's
they
why.
Do
so it's
keep
like
us
why,
sick.
Yeah, that's like fast food is the cheapest, and then the most expensive stuff is the stuff that we should be eating.
I
which
remember
is like, it's unfortunate.
In college, I went to a year of college. Everybody calm down.
What school?
OCC, Ock on the Rock Community College. Where Onondaga
is,
Community
where is
College,
it?
Syracuse, New York.
Okay, so you were there like.
I was there until I was about 18.
Oh, okay.
And then I left, yeah.
Okay.
And I took this. Writing course mm-hmm. and there was this the professor everyone thought was crazy
uh-huh.
he'd always yell about health
oh.
and when kids came in the morning and had McDonald's he would
scream
at
them.
He'd be like, that's gonna give you cancer. McDonald's is the cancer. And he had white foam on the sides of his mouth.
That's how angry he
that's
was
that's how angry he was. And I was like, man, McDonald's doesn't cause cancer, but McDonald's causes cancer allegedly. Okay, don't come at me.
Yeah,
if you want me
like
to be in
Oprah.
A commercial, call your girl. But
I
also,
mean,
don't come
in. I'll be in a McDonald's commercial. Don't get it twisted, all right?
I will sell your Big Mac. I won't eat the bitch.
I won't eat it, but I'll tell
it.
Other people to.
I will
to.
Sell the fuck out of that secret sauce.
You know, as a vegetarian, I've contemplated because I've been like, I called on auditions before where they were like, you need to be able to eat a burger. And I'm like.
And what do you do?
I just don't go.
Really?
Yeah. Is that serious?
You're committed.
For me? Yeah.
Cool. What's
I can't even imagine because
you-
number it might make me sick because
yes.
I haven't eaten it in so long.
Yep.
So it's like I'm not risking that for something that I probably won't book anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you end up eating a burger and you don't get the job
and I get sick,
that's like sucking a dick and not getting a proposal
or getting herpes
or getting
mouth.
Herpes on another level,
on a whole nother level,
on a whole nother level,
whole nother level. So it's not worth it to me. But,
really,
you know, because you look at the number of commercials you actually book versus the number that you go out for. And it's like, what are the odds of me actually booking this one? So I'll pass on those
it's
that ask
so
me to eat
little.
Something ridiculous. Right.
Like the amount of stuff that you book.
Right.
Is so it's so minimal
compared to. Right.
It's just like and you keep going, though. You keep putting on the lipstick
and you keep doing it.
You keep doing it.
We're masochists just- for sure. There's nobody who's normal that does what we do. There's nobody.
What
have
you
booked? The delusion. For commercials?
Like, what have you booked something that you were excited about? Like, maybe early on?
Commercial? I mean, early on? Oh, Jesus. I've been in this industry for so long. And I'm trying to think the first thing. The first commercial I booked was in 2014, and I did get excited about that. That was fun. And then just recently, I was on Avail for one. You know, when they
oh,
put you
yeah.
on Avail, and then they call you 2 days later, and they were like, you're released.
Fuck. You're like, that was such a tease.
Don't even tell me, right?
I don't. Just tell my agent.
Tell my agent.
And tell him not to tell me.
Right. And we'll make it happen, right?
Yes.
Just don't tell me.
I don't want to know because then you got the hopes.
For days. Like, you're waiting for, like,
yes.
3 days to figure out whether or not you can pay rent next month.
And you
right?
start making future plans based off of this phantom gig that you're going
to
book.
You, like, freeze your eggs. You're
yeah.
like, I can pay for this now.
You're like, we're
going right?
to Fiji. I'm taking the family to Fiji. You ever do that where you're like, Mom, get ready.
Get ready. We're going to Fiji and we're taking 20 jars of raw organic almond butter. All right?
Bitch, two
words.
Because
I got it like that.
Catamaran.
And then 2 days later, you've been released.
You're like, ah, shit.
Oh.
It is. You're talking about the delusion. You have to have
you
a
have
level
to.
Of delusion.
A level of it. I think a healthy level is fine.
Yes.
Because that's what gets us into this.
Yes.
Right? Is the healthy level.
It really is.
Because what we're ostensibly saying is that
good word
thank you is that I believe I'm going to make it as like the same odds as a professional football player. It's this, we have the same odds.
Yep.
And when you hear someone saying, oh, I'm gonna make it as a pro athlete, you're like, you're crazy, because what are the odds of that? Actually, we're doing the exact same thing.
It is. You're right. It's the same statistics.
It's the same thing.
Right. And you just eventually you keep going.
At least we have age. Like, we can get older and like we're like athletes after like
oh,
30.
They're shot.
They're done.
They're
right.
done.
They're done.
I mean, they got the TBIs and they're out the game.
For sure.
We have like traumatic emotional injuries.
Yes, that gets worse as we get older. Oh, geez. So we got more stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we don't have TBIs, we have TEIs, and that just keeps us a career extender.
Do you go to therapy at all?
I did for years, and it changed my life, for sure.
In a better way.
In a better way, yeah. Okay. Just in being able to communicate and learning what my, you know, my core problems were and what I kept going back to. Once I found that out, I was like, oh.
Oh, I can move past this now.
I can move past this now. I can be a decent human.
Okay.
How about you?
I had tried once. That was my sociopath ex-boyfriend who made me go to therapy. He didn't make me, but after we broke up, I was like, I need help.
Because yeah, like
I
don't some know PTSD.
What, yeah, I didn't know what that was, and no one could help me. So I was like, why do I feel like this all the time? I felt like everything was my fault. And, yes. Because they blame you for everything.
Oh, yeah,
they
do.
Make you feel like you're going, they gaslight you. They make you feel like you're crazy.
Yep, and they have these grandiose ideas. And then you get on board, you're like, yeah.
They make all these
you
promises.
You can own a farm.
Yeah.
You can own a big castle in a land that doesn't exist.
I can.
I believe it.
And then they snatch it all away right when you're excited. They snatch the castle. And I'm like, but you just dangling a castle in front of me this whole entire time.
I want to move into the castle.
Castle, right?
With damn a moat. You said I was going to have a moat. Yeah.
You said I was going to have a moat.
But you do need, like, you know, I remember feeling like I had PTSD after the relationship.
For sure. That's exactly how I describe it. It feels like an emotional rape.
It does. It really does.
And like, I didn't ask for this.
Male, it can happen to men and to women.
Of course.
It's not designated for women.
Of course. However, most narcissistic personality disorders and sociopaths are men. That is a fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's something like fucking 96% of the world's homicide are committed by men.
Yeah.
I mean,
y'all are trash.
We need to step up our serial killer game. We need to step up our female serial killer game.
For sure.
I Googled it. There's only like Eileen Wuornos. She did like
four dudes.
I can't
even name any other ones.
Like four dudes. Everybody else was from the 1800s.
See?
They were killing in these thick ass dresses. We need to bring this shit back. We're deceitful. I feel like we'd be better because we're quiet.
We can be so like evil. And vicious.
I mean, but Munchausen by proxy, bitch.
Did you watch on Hulu
uh-huh.
right now? I haven't watched it,
the
but
act.
I saw the document. I saw the documentary on HBO.
What I saw.
Yep.
Mommy
Dead and Dearest.
Mommy Dead and Dearest. Yes. If you haven't seen it, it's about Munchausen by proxy.
Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects as well.
You
watched
that? Spoiler
alert, I did.
Yes. Yeah, so
I read
good.
It and watched it.
So good.
But that shit is real. And see, women do more like rat poison in the soup shit.
Absolutely.
We're like a slow burn. We're a slow killer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just feel like, you know, we need to step up our
We do. We need
game.
To bring it back because I feel like... I do. I feel like, I mean, who? There's a comic, Leah Bonema. I don't know if you know her.
Leah Bonema.
Bonema, that's yes. it. I only met her a couple times, yep. but I immediately loved her.
Leah's great.
She has a joke about how women need to start murdering dudes.
Yeah.
Justin, not even necessarily serial killing, but just like to scare them more. Because obviously they're not threatened by us.
Right, no,
so
we've
got to start setting a standard.
Yes, it's
of
step
like,
up, you got to step up your damn game.
Yeah. Why are we the ones that always feel threatened by men? Like, we got to change it.
We got to let the men know that we can also, we're on the level.
Maybe it's coming back because they just, you know, the documentary about, what's her name? Dick Chop Off.
What'd you call me? Lorena Bobbitt.
Bobbitt. That documentary's just out now.
And dudes are not, they're going to lose some sleep. Literally, they're not going to, they're going to lose sleep because if you go to sleep, bye-bye Bobby.
You don't know what's going to happen.
That thing's going to get tossed out the damn window.
Wake up looking like a Ken doll. I just have a smooth hump now.
What happened? I have a flat palm. I just have a private part. Imagine my shock when I woke up and it just was a landing strip down there. And it's like, you know, I feel like women, we wouldn't murder people who didn't deserve it. Like,
it's always a revenge.
Women.
It's always revenge.
It'd be our creepy uncles.
For sure. That's what it is with women. Even Eileen Wuornos wasn't like a true serial killer.
No, she was revenging men
who
were like.
She was getting raped repeatedly.
Yep.
So she was like, I got to handle this.
Yeah,
right?
She's like, I got to even out the score a little bit.
So yeah, we have to be pushed. That's the difference. Men can kill with no reason.
And we're specific.
We have to be wronged first. That show Snapped.
Girl.
On Oxygen.
Okay. Better watch
we
out.
We get pushed.
Yes. And it's all, you know, it's a specific person. It's never going to be because, you know, we like women with shoulder length brown hair.
No.
Because our mom didn't love us.
No.
It's going to be because Carl fucked my sister.
Yep. Or both of us.
Or both of us.
And my brother.
And my brother and my dang grandma.
And R. Kelly tried to marry me when I was 13.
Yeah. So it's just going to be specific. Very specific. specific There's always reasons. A reason
for us, for sure.
Have you seen Murder Mountain?
No.
Girl.
Is this a true story?
It is. It's a documentary on Netflix, and it's about all the people who go missing in Humboldt County where they grow all the weed. Yeah. And it's like, you have to watch it. Because people go missing up about there murder? All the time. It's about murder. There's Ooh, a place
murder
up there.
And weed?
Girl. There's a place up there they call Murder Mountain because there's Sold. So much murder that goes on. And people go missing. They have the highest amount of missing person cases in the country, I think.
What?
Up in Humboldt County.
Okay, I will be.
You need to watch
anytime
it.
Anytime someone, first of all, I need to stop because I don't think I've gotten any work done in the past.
I know.
6 months because I've just been, who reads books, right? Every documentary, I'm watching all of them.
I have a list. I have a pile of books that I can't get to because I'm recapping
because you're right
shows
that murders like Crimes of Passion and Unsolved Mysteries and things like that, and also cults.
Yeah,
give me a good cult documentary.
Yo, did you watch Waco?
No, I didn't watch. I didn't watch. No, I didn't watch that one, but I did watch what was the one the Indian dude that came.
Oh, the Rajneesh.
Rajneesh Purim.
Yeah, Wild yes. Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country.
Girl.
There was another one I just watched, too. Chris Frangiola told me about it, but
what
I can't
was it?
Remember. Holy Hell. That's what it's called.
Holy Hell. I heard about that one. I got to watch that one.
You have to because I want to talk about what you have to watch,
I'll watch it.
And you find out what the guy is.
Oh,
and
no.
And it's like, of course. And so I don't want to ruin it, but yes.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Murder
and it goes back
ridiculous.
To what we were talking about at the top of this.
Oh, God. It's always some craziness. Well, Murder Mountain, they're like, they interview the one of the police detectives up there, like the sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, it's very deciduous up here. We got a lot of trees. I mean, he doesn't have a southern
accent.
To
like hide the bodies?
Imagine.
It's just easy?
Yeah, he's just like, there's a lot of trees and, you know, we're understaffed and we haven't solved a murder in 30 years. I'm like, is this a documentary about...
Y'all need to hire some new detectives.
Seriously, it sounds like a commercial for a serial killer.
What are we talking about? You haven't solved a murder in 30 years?
Yeah, and like, why are you saying this on a documentary? If I were a murderer, I'd be like, I'm going to Murder Mountain.
I think that it is why people go there, because they know. It's like the Golden Gate Bridge. They know that's a 100%
yes.
Success odds you're going to die, yes. right? And so they do it. So, but yeah, of course that attracts people. They're like, oh, it's like Mexico when people go fly to Mexico to go murder somebody. And they're like, because they know
it's
that
easy.
It's so lax there, yes. and they're not going to investigate as much as they should.
Why blonde white bitches are still going to Aruba is Yo. Beyond me. Don't you read the
Can
news?
Can I tell you yes. a hilarious story?
I love that my mention of Natalie Holloway's situation made you think of a funny story.
A
yes,
funny story.
I would love to hear it.
So...
Speaking of murder, do you want to hear something funny?
Speaking of missing teenagers. So I was at a function. I don't want to give too many details
okay.
because this person like is a person. And I don't want them to feel bad. But anyway, so I was at a function and I was introduced to somebody who said they were from Aruba. And I was like, oh, did you know Joran Vandersloot? Who is the guy who allegedly murdered Natalie Holloway and who is in prison right now in Peru for murdering another chick. And his face just was like, no. And then I leave that function with a friend who then proceeds to tell me that that was his brother.
Oh,
and I'm
girl.
Not, and I'm not kidding.
I know who you're talking about.
Do you know who I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Because he used to rep me.
Well, there we go.
He knows. He knows what's up. I used to, like, I had this ongoing joke about, like, how I would say he looked like a serial killer. I say that about people sometimes as a
After
joke.
After you knew?
Before.
Oh.
I didn't know.
That poor guy?
I mean, but you know, the last name is infamous. It's literally concrete in infamy. And I would joke around and like there was an email thread that said serial killer and the subject. And I had no idea.
Oh, no.
And for Christmas, I told him, I was like, look what I got you for Christmas. And I screen grabbed, I literally Googled serial killer starter kit. And I just put photos in of like a rope and a black bag and like an axe. And I put photos
and
I was like,
you had no idea.
No idea. And after
how did he respond to it?
I sent all those photos. I'm like, look what I got you for Christmas. The other agent, because it was a whole group thing. He goes, wow, you're really pulling this joke kind of far. And I was like, what do you mean? I just think he looks like a serial killer. That's all. He's like, you do know about his brother, right? And I was like, what?
But
I had no idea.
Between the two of us, he might kill himself. Because what were the odds that someone saying they used to live in Aruba and then me saying, hey, did you know you're in Vandersloot?
Listen, I love you so much. You know who you are, but you kind of know, you know what you're doing a little bit, right?
You have to. If you don't change your name like completely.
If you don't change your name and it's connected to one of the most infamous murders of this past couple decades.
Right.
And Aruba's kind of like a place that isn't always in the news. And the only reason it's been in the news is because
white bitches be disappearing.
Because white bitches be disappearing. I mean, even like, you know.
It was the most awkward. My friend was like, Candace.
That is so
funny. She was like, what are
funny.
The odds of you? And I'm like, you know, I'm obsessed with serial killers.
That is so funny that we both had those moments with him. That is so wild.
He secretly hates both of us.
I mean, come on. I know. And I had no idea. That was my idioticy.
No, of course. But it's the same thing. I had no idea either. I didn't know. That was my first time meeting him.
And you're just like, ow!
And I...
You're so loud. Like, oh, you know about...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I keep going with it.
You kind of look like him, too. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. Like, what?
You look like... Also...
Yes.
You look like him.
Also, you
look... It's not our fault.
No.
Okay?
It's your murdering brother's fault.
It's your murdering brother's fault. And you take a comedian who's loudmouthed, doesn't know when to shut up, and likes to make jokes and
spits truth.
Spits truth. That's a recipe for embarrassment for somebody.
Right. You're hiding something, and I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
But it just came out
but
that
you're
way.
A great person. You know who you are. You're a wonderful person. And
yeah,
I miss you.
It's my bad. Yeah. Our bad.
Well, welcome back to outing people's personal tragedies.
When Alicia Silverstone is driving in Clueless and hits that car and just like, my bad.
My bad.
That's exactly us
That's
right
exactly
now.
That's exactly what happens. But I mean, there's probably been scenarios in your life where you've done it so many times you just say shit and you're like, man.
You're like, oh, open mouth,
worst.
Insert foot.
I was on a set a couple, like last month, doing something for Facebook and one of the production dudes had no eye. No patch and a little scoop in there.
And
just
no
like a
warning
little,
beforehand
No
either.
Warning. Can I get an email?
Can I get a heads up?
You know, like if there's somebody who's on staff who's like a transgender, usually there's like an email of etiquette that goes out. Like this is a sensitive area. This is where you stay away from.
Yeah.
Can I get the one eye guy
I get,
email?
You know, a little disclaimer ahead of time.
And I went up to him because I like to say hello to everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, what's up? What's your name? And I forget what his name was. I think it was like Bob. One-eyed Bob. And I was like, cool, what happened to your eye?
And you went right
I
in.
I went right in. And he went, he
really?
Kind of was like, there was a second where he was shook. But then he was like.
That has to have happened before, where someone came out and just said it like that. Maybe
he
not.
He said I was the only person who ever asked him about his eye straight out like that. He goes, everyone else, I feel their uncomfort. And we dance around this uncomfortable
That's
conversation.
Right. You have to address it.
He's like, and then he told me a story about his eye.
What happened? I want to know.
He had cancer. Oh. And then they had to take it. And he keeps it in his pocket. I'm just kidding. I just made that last part up.
He turned it into a marble.
It's a doorstop in his house. He uses it in the freezer and puts it in his water in the morning.
No.
From that day, we were just like, hey, what's up?
That's what, I mean, I'm telling, I think what the, it's like when, did you ever know Will Ard? He was a comic.
Yeah,
he died.
Why do I know that?
He never he was more definitely more an open micer level.
Out here in L.A. I've heard people talk about
him. Yeah, and he died probably 4 or 5 years ago now, maybe. So it's been a while. But he had, like, I think elephantiasis of the hands.
We're
so he
gross.
Had giant hands. Like, he was a regular size person. Actually, he was kind of short, so he wasn't even regular size. But his hands were like huge. Like it looked like, you know, like in a Looney Tunes where a giant safe would drop on somebody's
right.
hand and they pick it up and it's this boom, boom, boom.
Were they regular fingers or were
no,
they like
the
swollen?
Whole entire hand looked like a catcher's mitt.
Wow.
Both hands. So when he did stand up, that's the first thing he has to say because you can't be in front of an audience acting like your hands don't look like that. Look
right.
like Mickey Mouse gloves.
Like
so,
the night I missed the show because my face looked like I came out of a burning
hellhole. You would have to address it first. And you probably would have gotten some good material. And you still will get some good
yes,
material from
right.
it. But yeah, you have to address it. There's an elephant in the room. So like you doing that with that
hands.
Guy, it'll leave. Now you can
now
be normal.
Can, now we can move past it.
Right.
You were thinking it. I said it. Let's move on to the next thing.
Because it has to. I mean, that would be awkward to he has to get that all the time of just like people just being like staring at his eye.
Right. And then they don't say anything.
And they don't say anything.
And I knew that I would stare at it all week.
Same.
I was like, I'm going to stare at this thing all week long if I don't say something. And I'm going to make up all the worst scenarios in my mind.
About what actually happened.
I mean, that he got pecked to death by crows. Just the eye, not
Tippi
him.
Tippi Hedren, you know that they in for birds?
Yes.
Alfred Hitchcock actually made birds peck her.
He was sadistic, that fucker.
Had to be.
Alfred was sadistic. Have you seen that the movie about him?
No. Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
He was a piece of work.
With
that
the documentary?
One. Yeah. I think it was a documentary, and then they made a movie.
Oh, okay. I didn't see either one, but I think that's the one with Tippi Hedren, like, talks about the bird. There's something where she actually talks about the birds that were actually pecking her head.
How would they, were they trained birds? Like, would you?
They probably put bird seed in her hair. I don't know. I hear it's got omega-3 fats in it and it's a good conditioner. Coconut oil, bird seed.
I heard they put suet right in her hair. I heard they put suet in her bun. I feel old that I know what suet is.
I didn't even know what it was. I just started laughing at
it. It's bird seed.
What it's called? It's like a brand?
It's those bricks.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a bird meal mixed in with
But they still make those, right?
Yeah.
And they still call it suet?
It's called suet. You know, I went shopping with my mom Nancy to
I see those all, like, I go to nurseries. Like, when I go, because I'm trying to home improve.
Like, to look at babies?
Yes. No, plant nurseries.
I want that I want that.
Okay, that's the last thing I want.
There's a cute baby right there.
It's the last thing I want.
But, like the commercial, you might have to hold one and pretend you're a mom. But you
that is true. I have no mom vibes. Every time they call me in for a mom audition, I'm like, I'm at best the irresponsible aunt. Like,
I say the same thing.
Best.
I like, say there's I have no mom energy.
No.
I ain't got that.
I don't even know if I have any maternal instinct. I have no idea. I'm like, do they put that in a vitamin that I can get some? Because I have none.
I'm just a drunk aunt.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all I can
get. That's me at my peak.
Seriously. That's the only thing I have to offer.
Like, except, you know, my sister's like, you gotta watch your kids. And I show up smelling like, you know, day old booze and
like,
weed.
Like, why are you high?
Like, girl, beggars can't be choosers. Hey, your babysitter's gone on vacation. I'm here.
That's what you can do when you don't have kids.
How
don't
bad
judge
do you want to go shopping right now? How bad do you need your nails done? I smell
that's
like
why
a blunt,
I'm here.
But I'm smiling.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I showed up.
Yeah. Like, don't rely on me to
take
care. Do
you have nieces and nephews?
I have one nephew, but he's grown now. My sister had him when she was super young. Well, not super young. She was an adult, but like getting out of college.
How old is he now?
He is 20.
Dang.
And he's in Argentina right now.
Doing
he's
what?
Doing study abroad.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's great.
He's
I feel like that's really good
it.
To get out of your system.
Oh, he's
to travel.
He's there for 5 months. He's killing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's going all over. He went to Patagonia. He's like,
that's a real place.
Yes.
I thought it was just a jacket.
No,
I'm for real. I thought it was just a company. Patagonia. Where is that?
And do they make those jackets specifically for the climate in Patagonia?
I'm saying.
We have questions.
We need answers.
If there's anybody who works for Patagonia,
where is Patagonia?
Please call in. It's, I don't know exactly geographically how to get there, but he's
I'm
in Buenos.
The word down.
Yeah, he's in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And so I think it was maybe a couple of hours flight from where
wow.
he was. But did you know, I mean, it's so, I don't even think about it, but Argentina, where he's staying, Buenos Aires, is like the or Patagonia might be closer to Antarctica. So, like, I think that's like maybe a 5-hour flight from Antarctica. That's how southern.
All those places sound like something from the Chronicles of Narnia.
Narnia. Mr. Was it Tumnus?
Was it?
Was that one of the. There was a centaur or
yeah.
like a minotaur
yeah.
or a half person,
that's
half.
My,
yeah.
That's like my type.
Like,
like a minotaur or a centaur.
I need abs with like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, and I
and
need
an
hooves.
Ass like Mr. Ed. If we could just combine the
I
two.
I need the jawline of Momoa and the hooves of a Clydesdale. How hard is it?
They probably have doctored that somewhere in a laboratory.
Oh, I mean, genetic, you know, they're starting to splice and dice up in the Petri dishes now.
For sure.
You can pick your eye color.
It's creepy.
We have too many options. Like, do you ever feel that way? I feel like... like, I have option paralysis every single day where I can't even choose what to wear.
No, there's too many. That's why I see people, like, with all these documentaries also about minimalism and, like, getting
yes.
rid of stuff and clutter. I totally understand that. Like, I totally will. I need to declutter my life. But it's like we're so consumer-based. Like,
yes.
we're like we... Especially with social media, all these like these influencers saying you need to get this and you need to feel like this and look like this. So they're just pushing these products that they don't even necessarily use. They're just doing because they're being paid to say it. But
like the
Kardashians, we're like, ooh, right.
Hawking, you know, fit tea. What is it? What is the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Trend Spa.
Oh, that was a.
What
that
was her name?
The one that died. Anna Nicole Smith. She did Trim
Spa.
Right.
The girls
like
do something.
My body.
Yes.
want some money.
Next thing she Anna's did.
She just threw a fistful of pills and had her morning wine, and she's like, ready to shoe.
You like my buddy.
But the Kardashians got called out on social media by, what's that activist's name? Priyanka.
Chopra?
Is that her name?
The one that married Nick Jonas?
No. I'm probably being...
Deepak Chopra? I'm just naming
Indian. Muhammad Ali. We're just naming names. What is her name? That activist chick who, well, basically she called out the Kardashians for hawking this diet pill and saying how it's so dangerous and how they have this like platform and they're hawking this product that essentially is
hurting people. They all do. They don't know what's in these things.
I know.
Did you hear about these raw vegan chicks that like, there's a raw vegan chick who had like 2 million followers and then got caught. Her friend took video and she wasn't prepared and she was eating fish. And her Instagram handle is, but it's something like, oh, Ravana. That's her name.
Ravana,
because she's promoting a raw vegan diet.
And so she's lying.
Well, here's what she said. And
Ravana's a lying bitch.
Whatever she is, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what she said. So apparently she's been eating fish for the past 2 months because she acquired a gut, I guess it was like an infection called SIBO.
SIBO.
S-I-B-O. And basically
like
your gut
bacteria.
No, it's a real thing. Okay. It is a real thing. And her gut bacteria, basically, there was an overgrowth of like bad bacteria.
Okay, that
in
happens.
Her. For sure.
It sounds like something you get in Patagonia, but it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. And so, yeah, that's what she said. And then so whether or not that's actually true, we don't know. But she was also, if you look at the stuff that she was promoting on her channel, it's like, no wonder you had SIBO. It's because you were doing things that were not actually healthy for you. And I understand why maybe you had an overgrowth of bacteria in your gut. But meanwhile, all these girls are watching this channel doing what she's doing.
They're doing exactly what she's doing.
And they're going to get sick too.
Like the Kardashians.
Right.
And
fall off being vegan because they're not doing it right. And you're making people who are anti-vegan to begin with being like, see, that's why you shouldn't eat a vegan diet. And like, no, she did it wrong.
She didn't eat a vegan diet.
No.
She was snacking on some fish
and
chips.
Well, that too, but she just wasn't doing it right. She just wasn't, she was getting colonics like all the time.
Are those bad? Because I wanted to try one again. Like, that's when they
do it like
water in your butt?
Yeah, and then they flush everything out. And I think it's not bad if you do it like once or maybe twice over a period of like years.
So you don't need to
do
it regularly.
No, because
I just think it would feel good to put like a little pump of water up in there.
Of course it would feel. But what did we say earlier? Whatever feels good
is not good for you.
And tastes good is bad. Right?
It really is.
It's true.
But it really is.
This is the only reason why and I know we're doing this for jokes, but I disagree with that because, you know, like me switching to the vegan, like I'm eating so many fruits and like it's delicious. I can't even lie.
It really
so,
is.
Like,
the fruits, they're delicious.
They're delicious. Like, what are we talking about?
I wake up, look, I talk a lot of trash about grilled cheese sandwiches and, you know,
oh,
I
love
do
them.
Indulge.
That's my, when I was doing.
Girl.
And I'm not going to ever not eat a, that's a thing. Like I'm doing vegan.
You got to have
but
once in a while.
I'm going to cheat every once in a while.
You got to have.
For sure.
Life is short. You got to, you know, treat yourself.
Treat yourself. I'm never not going to have pizza again. Are you crazy?
Oh, girl.
Or ice cream. Are you crazy?
You're coming at me.
Right. You're crazy.
Do you know, you want to know my grilled cheese secret?
What?
I'm going to tell you my grilled cheese secret. Okay, so you get like real good bread, like bread that goes bad in like 3 days.
Yeah.
You get some real good stinky
cheese. What about like
cheese.
A brioche?
Girl, go ahead, get yourself some brioche. Right, you're gonna slice it up. You're gonna scramble. You're gonna whisk some eggs in a bowl, right?
Yes.
And you're gonna crunch up some Cheez-Its in another bowl. And what you're gonna do?
I love Cheez-Its.
Yep. You put your grill. You put your bread together. You put your cheese.
Eggs.
In
it's
the
kind
bread.
Of like French toast.
Right. And so you dip the bread in the French and in the eggs on both sides.
Yes.
And then you dip it in
the
Cheez-Its. On both sides, and then you grill it.
Wait, what kind of cheese did you use?
Cheez-Its.
No, what kind of cheese?
Oh, Gouda.
Gouda.
Some real cheddar.
Yes.
Not that yellow shit, because that's dyed. And some, like, Munster.
Oh.
Like a three-cheese blend.
Ooh.
And then you just coat it in the eggs, and you coat it in the Cheez-Its, and then you got a crunchy outside.
That sounds amazing.
And a gooey inside.
That sounds amazing.
Smoke them up first. That's the process.
It's not the same unless you get high first.
It's not the food.
No, see, that's you took
so,
grilled cheese, my favorite, and then Cheez-Its, which
look, if you're gonna
I haven't
go
had in
ham,
months,
you gotta go
hard. And that's if I'm gonna do it, I'm not gonna cheat with like this
diet ice cream.
No,
I tried non-dairy organic like grass-fed grass ice cream.
And it was trash.
And it was trash.
Yeah. No.
It was such... I was like, what am I doing?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you want a non-dairy delicious ice cream.
Yes.
Van Leeuwen. It's vegan. And it's a little expensive. It's like 10 bucks for a pint.
Holy fuck.
It's a little expensive, but it's worth it.
And you they make sure? It.
Yes.
See, eating healthy is expensive. Like, that's a healthy
ice cream. It is. It's a healthy. It's made from. But, I mean, it's healthy in that. You know, it's still an ice cream, yeah. So it's like, the sweeteners are going to be natural, of course. So they're right. Not putting, like, refined sugar, and there's no dairy in it, which dairy is all the devil, so.
Dairy is a devil. Dairy jacks me up. It turns me into a.
It creates mucus so easily in your body. And
it sounds like I have some sort of high school band in my belly.
Oh, no, it's the worst.
And my butt.
You sound like the beginning of Sanford and Son.
I try and eat healthy. I mean, it's hard on the road, though.
Oh, that's the worst. Girl, that's why I'm like...
That's where I fall off.
That's why I'm like, if I'm not on the road, which I never am on the road a lot. Like, right. Luckily, like, the work I have in town lets me survive here without having to go on the road. Because I know that if I would, it would be so much harder.
You're coming with me, so you're going to have to... We're going to have to figure out where we can get our raw vegan diet on.
Where's the hardest place? Oh, I did Big Sky Festival last year, and that's in Billings, Montana.
Bye. See ya.
And the festival was feeding all the comics the whole entire time we were there, and I was like, there was one other vegetarian that was there, this guy Alex from Portland, and every time they brought us a meal, we were like, hi guys, remember us? They brought us KFC one time.
Oh shit.
And Kira Sultanovich, who I love, she was like, you guys know Candace doesn't eat meat, right?
Like they had to, here's some chicken.
And one of the guys, one of the producers of the festival was like, yeah, we know.
They didn't even care. They were like, nope,
yeah,
here's a bowl of grass.
Yeah,
like, good luck. It is hard. It's hard to eat like that, and it's expensive as fuck.
It's expensive.
It really is.
It's unfortunate. I had to drive 5 miles away from where another time I had another show in Great Falls, Montana last year, and I had to drive 5 miles away from civilization to find this one place that made a black bean burger.
And those aren't even, listen, those can jack me up too, man.
Oh,
you try and get a black bean burger, and you're like, oh, dad, this is going to be, dubious.
Beans aren't as good as what people say. They try to say they're healthy, but they're really not that great for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of all that fiber, they jack us up?
No, they have chemicals in them. I believe it's lectins that can be like toxic. So, yes.
Fuck, what do we do?
Again, do it in like, sprout your beans is the healthiest way to do it, instead of cooking them. If right. You sprout them, like soak them, and I mean, I know
with
this
your
is
nuts
ridiculous.
Too, you should soak your nuts. Hey, ladies,
am I right? You can sprout your nuts as well.
Yes, you can. You can make a whole. You can pay your
after
rent
you
sprouting
teabag
nuts.
Your nuts, and then you'll see little tiny sprouts coming out. That might be fungus. So go. Yeah, you can get
go
that
the,
check.
Go to the doctor immediately. I think that's what I have on my face. Just fungus.
I'm just tired of being an adult because you know we're at the age now where it's like, oh, we have to take care of ourselves.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm 27, bitch.
I am 22 eternally. That's why I melted 14 layers of my skin off.
The things we do. You know what I have at home?
The things we do.
You know what I have at home?
A blowtorch?
Might as well be. Have you seen those rollers that have pricks on them?
The derma rollers.
Yes.
Do you like it?
I cry. I tried it twice, and both times tears were coming out of my eyes. And I'm not even doing it that hard. Like
I mean, I was going to get one, but then I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it.
It hurts.
There's so much like murderous stuff that we do to our bodies to maintain youth. Death becomes her.
Death becomes us.
That's what it is at all times.
It's easier in LA because we have access to like, you know, healthier things, and like there's a lot of places to eat healthy. But like if you're like in the middle of the country, it's like
it's not even a conversation.
Yeah, no, but they don't care.
They got dermatologists that have offices and refrigerator boxes out here. You're like, oh, you don't got insurance? Come eat me outside. Yeah,
oh no, there's kiosks. There's like
in the alley
food trucks
behind the Target.
It's like a taco truck / dermatologist office.
That's a great idea. Girl,
Taco Tuesday and Botox.
That's a derma. They should call it the Derma Roller.
They don't steal our ideas.
Don't.
If anyone's
dare.
Listening to this and you're thinking about taking our idea,
a dermatologist in a truck,
a Derma Roller.
Are you kidding me? They see me.
They
rolling.
Probably have it.
I got Botox. Like he's got Botox needles, just stabbing bitches in the eyes on a drive-through. They should have a drive-through Derma Roller.
They probably already have it.
Probably do.
They probably had it.
It is, you know, I mean, being out here is a whole other culture.
Oh, for sure. Like, you know, we take care of ourselves in a way. Like, I go back. I just did shows back in Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. And I'm looking at all my friends who, like, came out to support me, who I went. And there's not many that are still there in Cincinnati. Most of my friends from high school have, like, migrated other places. But there was a handful of them that were still there and they came out to support. And they all, like, are married and have kids now. And I'm like, I don't want that at all.
It's such a different, it's the same for me. It's such a other side of, it's the other life.
It is.
It's where your life and theirs just went in those different directions. Different,
and they're so content. Like, I remember one of the guys who was at my show was married to another one of my friends, and they were both there. But I remember my friend saying to me after we had just graduated college, and he said, and he was like, what are your plans? Like, what do you plan to do now that you're done with school? And I was like, well, I decided I want to move to L.A. I was like, I got my degree, but I don't want to use it. And I kind of planted the seed with my parents that I want to make some moves to L.A. to, like, get into comedy. I knew I was going to be doing stand-up. I knew that I wanted to write for television, yeah, and I knew that I wanted to act.
Right.
And so I told him this. I was like, so I'm just saving. I'm working right now, saving up money, living at my parents' house because I want to bounce and not have to, like, live in my car when I move to L.A. And so he was like, oh, wow. I was like, well, what about you? And he was like, well, you know, I'm like 23, so I pretty much done everything I'm gonna do.
What?
That was a quote.
You haven't even done all the people you're gonna do. But that was a quote. But
he had, because he married somebody from high school.
That's true.
But to me, that sounds like,
that's a mentality. That sounds like a prison to me. That sounds like, you know, I think
the worst.
That's a product of, like, people who either don't want more and are content with a simple life.
That's exactly
life.
It is. He could just be a simple person. Some people are simpletons. Just simple, and it sounds negative, doesn't it? But no, it's really not. It's just, you don't need more. You're content with
the simple life.
Yeah,
which, and, like, that's okay.
But here's the thing:
we need those simple people.
Absolutely. And here's the thing: it's like, a part of me is simple because I like. I'm such a, I think I'm like an old soul because I've never been like a person that was like, let's go to the club tonight and right. like get like wasted. Like, I've always been like, that's irresponsible. Like, yeah. I've always, like, even in college, I was the girl like, you guys, are we sure we should be doing this now?
But did you have classes?
No, oh, I never.
I imagined 2020. You.
2020.
Because I raw vegan diet.
I used to be 70, 80. And then I started eating carrots 20 times a day. For 7 months, and now I can see x-ray vision.
I can see right into your lives.
It's so ridiculous. But, like, yeah, no, I was always, like, just, I was, because my parents are both very responsible. So I grew up very responsible. Like, I pay bills on time. I get guilt about things that are, I'm just very regimented and structured. But there's a part of me that, like, because I'm also very spiritual, too. So I'm like, there's a part of me that's like, I could throw this all away tomorrow and just move and be a monk. And just be in the mountains meditating every day and just living a simple life of just being happy.
But the idea of that, I feel, is so much more enticing than if you're actually in the whole situation. Like, I feel...
For sure.
Like, I want pieces of that in my life.
Absolutely.
I need that as an anchor to my craziness.
Absolutely. That's why I meditate every day.
Yeah, that's why I date a farmer.
Is he a farmer?
He's a farmer.
What does he farm?
This pussy.
Booyah. He's going in for some crop rotation later tonight.
Pussy crop rotation.
Wait. Where is he? What
Kansas.
Does he live?
Simple.
Oh, yeah, you
life.
Did tell.
Bye. Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of Paris Hilton? And
yep, and it's also the name of my preference in a man.
How did you guys meet again?
He rolled up in my DMs and sent me pictures of combines.
Wheat. His dick pic was a corn.
His dick pic was a cob of corn. Bitch. He has not sent me a dick pic to this day.
That's beautiful. That's
love. It's so great. He sent me a tractor and it's big.
No guy that's worth it sends you a dick pic.
No.
What are you doing?
No, and it's also like,
no woman ever really wants a dick pic.
No, it's invasive. It really is invasive and it looks like an alien that got murdered.
Yeah.
It looks like a dead creature we found from a far off land.
We're not supposed to do it then.
And we show it to all of our friends.
Of course.
And our sisters. And, you know, if you have that relationship, your mom.
Of course. Yeah, just be if you're a guy that's ever, just be prepared.
Be prepared. The dick is getting passed around the office.
For sure.
For sure. And we are tearing it apart.
My wallpaper on my phone.
Tearing up my heart when I'm
with you. Such a good NSYNC. Can I tell you, I looked up Gone the other day on YouTube because I remember that song was so gone.
Oh my God.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone. You're gone. So good. Oh man, I love that song.
Do you remember at the comedy store Christmas party?
Which one?
Who, 2 years ago. What song you sang? The boy is mine.
I was so drunk.
You were so drunk. Who'd you sing it with?
Justin Martindale.
That's right. Oh my God. Justin gave it his all.
Because normally I like can sing. But that night,
you guys sounded like the last people awful. At the Philippines.
Yeah.
American Idol audition.
It was awful. I'm surprised I didn't fall off the stage.
But I think in your defense, you weren't that awful. You were only partially bad.
I don't even really remember. All I remember is feeling terrible.
It was because Dave Chappelle did a 3-hour rendition.
What song would it
be? Cisco Thong Song. Wasn't it Thong Song?
I think so. Da-da, da-da.
Everybody was so mad. He was up there.
Let me see the booty go. Da-da, da-da.
Let he had like backup singers and dancers.
Bianca was up on stage with him. I do remember that. Yeah.
He was up there for so long.
Will you get off the stage, throw your shoe at him.
You were yelling at the dude. You were like, when's my song?
I remember none of that.
This is before the raw vegan diet.
Yes. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, because I don't drink anymore. Yep. But that was, that was two years ago. The Christmas party this past December wasn't as fun.
It wasn't?
No.
That one was fun. Like, I remember
that one was great.
Chappelle on stage singing karaoke and then Andrew Dice Clay walking through the door and we're all just hanging out. I'm like, what is this?
That was the one where I got pissed off at Eliza.
Oh,
I will say her name.
Yeah, what happened?
Because this bitch.
This is why it's called the Sharp Tongue Podcast, by the way. Yeah, because
this bitch came up. She came to the store and was handing out little goodies that she made, right?
Yes.
That she made to all the people, the staff. To, like, thank them for their help and everything, the servers and, like, the door guys or whatever. She comes up to me and tries to hand me one and said, you work here, right? Bitch.
I would have walked her. I would have put her on Blythe's. What's her dog's name? Blythe?
I don't know.
Blanche's leash. I would have walked around Blanche's leash to where your name is written on the goddamn wall.
Bitch.
And I would have said, here's me.
Your name? See my name right there?
There's my name.
Remember when you did the Tonight Show? You know who else did the Tonight Show?
Bitch.
Bitch, I will fight you.
I would have been like, say my name. I would have went Destiny's Child on her ass.
I can't even, like, with her, I'm just like, just keep it moving.
She did.
It's not worth it. It's not even worth engaging.
She did the same thing to me. Like, I was having a conversation with Brad Williams, since we're on the subject of
Eliza. Of going in.
I was having a conversation with Brad Williams outside of Laugh Factory two summers ago with my girl, Laura Murphy, who directed Girl Code, who I was on. And we were all just talking.
Nice. Yeah.
She's amazing. And we're just laughing, having a good time. This bitch.
Mm-hmm. You need to get a sound effect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my new segment.
Yeah, just record
Welcome
BBN.
To the new segment. Mm-hmm. This bitch.
Mm-hmm. What's she do?
Wait, I want to get, can we get that? I want to get that clean. I want to get a cut of me saying this bitch and we're going to cut to her going, mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. This bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The noise. The noise is bad.
So good.
Say no to drugs, kid.
Mm-hmm.
So this bitch, I was talking to Brad Williams. She goes in the middle. She crosses the path of communication in between Brad and I.
Of course.
Back to me.
Of course.
And starts talking to Brad.
To Brad.
And I'm just like.
Yep.
And I look at my friend Laura.
Yep.
And we're shook to silence.
Yeah.
And then she goes and turns around. She goes, I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Stop.
And I.
Stop it.
I went, I am a female comedian.
Stop it.
And my hair is blonde.
You know me.
Bitch.
It's pink now, but then it was blonde.
Bitch.
You know me.
Stop it.
You know who I am. And then she backpedaled and she's like, oh, I'm not doing that famous person thing where they're just like, oh my God, like I'm pretending who I don't know who you are.
Sounds like you are.
I'm just like, I am in a nightmare moment. Right now, I was like, Eliza, you know who I am.
Bitch, stop it.
And I know who you are. You're a very rude person.
No, she's crazy. She's a psychopath. I have no problem saying that. But you know, again, it's just like.
She thought you were staff.
She didn't know. That bitch knows I'm not staff.
She knows. What is the point? Like, why be that rude?
You're going out of your way.
You're going out of your way to be rude.
To be rude.
And also, do you think that I don't know that you're being rude? I know you're being rude, bitch. I know you're lying.
But that's why, like, when we're talking about people, you know, sociopaths, like, they don't, like, they just will do things to manipulate people.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's wild.
She doesn't.
That's some wild
shit.
She doesn't,
you know, she talks shit about women, female comics all the time. So we're talking about someone who doesn't even support other women. So I don't care.
Yeah, she said you can't, she wanted to see, have people, women stop saying pussy in their set.
Yeah.
Remember that thing last year?
Oh, yeah. She, that whole article when she was talking about I could walk into the improv and blindfolded and
everyone's set sound the same.
Every female comedian.
Wow,
I can't tell the difference.
Support us, bitch.
But she's a feminist.
Yeah, you're a feminist who walks in the middle of conversations and mistakes other female comedians for the waitstaff. Not that that's a bad thing, but you know, you might want to know who your peers are.
Right.
Bitch,
and here's the thing that's also so crazy about people who treat people like that is like you're acting as if 2 weeks from now I couldn't potentially have something over you, you know.
Right.
What I'm saying,
like, or
you
like don't we're know gonna work together at some
exactly
point. Why be so negative?
Exactly.
I don't understand, like, we and here's the thing, you know, the reality of any job, especially specifically comedy,
yeah,
we all come from some painful shit.
Of course. So just
we're
be
all
kind.
Wounded puppies.
Be kind.
Don't act like you're not a wounded puppy.
Exactly.
And also don't act like you and I didn't almost come from the same goddamn,
exactly,
you know, litter of pups.
Exactly.
We're the same, bitch.
But that's the problem is, like, I think with artists a lot, especially comedians and actors, is that there's so much pain that they, you know, when we're talking about so much pain that we've now created a monster, we've created a sociopath.
Yep.
They're not self-aware. So
no.
they're never going
to
learn.
And that's why therapy is so important. People talk so much trash about therapy. It's so important to talk about.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. But still, so it doesn't matter. Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Yes.
Therapy didn't help him.
Yeah, it's true.
When
yeah
you're associate, it just,
didn't
you know, like we're talking
therapist
about a superhero. No, he wanted to.
That's right. She wouldn't fuck him.
Yeah, no.
She had a code of ethics.
Yeah, no.
She wouldn't fuck
There's
him.
No way.
I played
no
darts
way
with Tony Soprano once.
Oh,
I know, R.I.P.
Gandolfini.
He used to bring his dog Duke into my bar when I was bartending in New York.
He really, for, you know, is one of those guys you never hear anything bad about.
Yeah, he was great. He was huge. I remember he would like come in at night. We were right in the corner of Hudson and Harrison and Tribeca. He would come in because it was a dark bar. People wouldn't bother him. And he'd walk and he's like, hey, how you doing? You want to play dots? And so we played
like
darts
together. Like he
really
talked like that.
He did.
Yeah.
And he had Duke and he would throw the ball for Duke. Yeah. And then he had me play him in darts. And he said if he won, he said if I won, he'd bake me an apple pie. And if he won, I'd bake him an apple pie. And to this day, I'm pretty sure that apple pie is an innuendo.
For dick. This dick.
Mm-hmm. He's like, if you can bake me an apple pie. I was like, I can't bake pie. I can't bake pie, motherfucker.
That, yeah, that's an interesting, like,
that's a weird wager.
Like pie. I mean,
girl,
I like it.
But
it's delicious.
But just the
yeah,
when someone says bake me a pie, I'm
yeah
like, do you really want the pie?
The pie? Or is that a metaphor for something else?
You can't say pussy because it's not funny as a female comedian to use your body part. As a joke, it's a crutch.
Always no.
Bitch, it's not a crutch, it's a cooch.
That's, who was it that tweeted after Eliza was talking about women doing like pussy jokes and all the women doing vagina and how she's tired of it. And then someone tweeted, is this a vagina joke? And it was like her dressed as a vagina.
Oh yeah, it was on her show
sketch
that she
yep
had. I believe it was, was it Kathleen Madigan? I might be wrong on that, but I remember it was a comedian.
It was somebody,
it was
like
comic.
Chelsea Peretti or somebody,
yes,
I think.
And it had Eliza,
yeah,
literally, the clit was her forehead.
She was literally dressed,
she was a pussy,
as a vagina.
Which is a great Halloween costume.
For sure.
Someone should be a dick and you can just like mime fucking each other at the party.
I just dry hump.
I mean, anytime anybody says what comedy should or shouldn't be, I'm already not listening.
No, of course.
Like, you don't get it.
You can't dictate, like, that's not the point. Like, and also censoring. Like, what are we doing? Like, that's how people heal, is when we talk about things. Like, I talk about, there was at one point where I was working on like 15 minutes of abortion material. I just got into my head. I was like, I'm going to come up with 15 minutes. And I didn't abandon it, but I was just like, this doesn't serve me right now because I'm like trying to work on like more late night stuff too,
right,
so I can do another late night set. And so I was like, I'll put this on the back burner and keep this for a special that I have.
Right. It might be hard for Mill America to swallow abortion chokes on late
for
night.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's get away from this. But one day I remember I did like a few minutes of abortion stuff, and it was right around the time where I'd been like, should I keep telling abortion stuff? And I got an email to my website from a chick who was in the audience, and she was like, I just wanted to tell you that I was in the original room at the Comedy Store the other night, and keep doing what you're doing, because you telling that those abortion jokes, she was like, that's the first time I've been able to laugh about abortion after I had one.
Whoa. And that's when you question, I've had times in that in my career,
yeah,
where you question what's going on and the universe hands you an answer.
And you're like,
And you're like, well, I guess I got to
keep
doing abortion jokes.
Yeah, I guess I got to. This is my call in life. I'm just going to do a 45-minute comedy special with just all abortion jokes.
Well, speaking of comedy specials, where can people find you? Because you are special. I think you're amazing and fun.
Thank you, Jessie Mae. Yeah, you can
find
me.
Where can they find you serving drinks at the comedy store?
Because I work there now as an employee. You can find me behind the bar and also parking cars in the lot at the comedy store.
Here's a bag of Reese's Pieces. Thank you for all my drink orders, Candace.
Bitch.
I'm sorry. Where can they find you?
You're going to make me relive. I'm getting triggered again. You can find me at Jokes by Candace on all social media platforms. And that's Candace, C-A-N-D-I-C-E. And CandaceThompsonComedy.com for my touring and like show schedule.
And if
and my podcast, The Struggle.
Yes, The Struggle.
Which I'm going to, we got
to
get you on.
I have to get on your podcast and you're coming on a weekend with me. So you're going to, we're going to have to get up our raw food diets and make sure it's legit. I might have a burger.
I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to chastise you for that.
I feel like you're going to beat me in the parking lot. There's going to be a video on World Star Hip Hop of you beating me.
And then you're going to.
Traffic cone for eating a hamburger.
And then someone's going to catch me on video secretly eating a hamburger. Hypocrite.
There's Candace Thompson.
Thompson.
Thanks for coming on the pod, girl.
Thanks for having me, love. This was so fun.
This was a lot of fun. I can't wait to see what sort of backfire we get for talking shit about Eliza. Pussy.
Truth spitters. We said it earlier.